Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo fought off an unexpectedly tough opponent to win the Democratic gubernatorial primary last night. There was also an interesting primary in Rhode Island. We'll hear about that. But first, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown is back. He won a Republican Senate primary in New Hampshire last night. And here in Massachusetts, Attorney General Martha Coakley won the Democratic primary for governor in Massachusetts. Those names might be familiar. Bob Oakes, Morning Edition host and reporter for Here and Now contributing station WBUR, our mothership, joins us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Robin.
Long night, so thank you for being here with us. And there you have it, two names that resonate nationally. People might remember when Scott Brown, who's now in New Hampshire, and Martha Coakley, who just won her primary bid here in Massachusetts for the in the Democratic race, when they went head-to-head in 2010.
They went head-to-head in 2010, and Martha Coakley came away with an embarrassing loss to Scott Brown, who was only a sitting state senator then and not very well known. Martha Coakley defeated because she ran pretty much a lackluster campaign and was criticized afterwards for being too lazy, not wanting to go out and shake people's hands.
Well, also, we should note, this was sort of at the beginnings of the Tea Party movement and the Democratic Party here in Massachusetts. There was an assumption that she didn't have to campaign that hard, so a lot of people weren't paying attention to that race when suddenly he pulled out ahead.
Well, it was the late Ted Kennedy seat, and I think most people here just assumed it would automatically go to the next Democrat in line. But Scott Brown got a lot of money, as you pointed out, from Tea Party concerns across the country and almost snuck up on Coakley and pulled out a big win.
Well, that was 2010. But we should say, and this explains in part why he's now running in New Hampshire, he sort of disappointed some of his Tea Party backers.
Well, he did disappoint some of his Tea Party backers because it turned out that Scott Brown, as a sitting U.S. senator, was way more moderate than the Tea Party wanted. So he went into his 2012 reelection campaign with not as much support nationally as he enjoyed in 2010 and was easily beat by the new darling of the Democratic Party in Massachusetts and across the nation, Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm. And he retreats to New Hampshire, where he has this primary win last night. Set up the race that now is in front of us.
Well, he apparently has overcome the carpetbagging label and easily won the primary last night in a field of 10 Republicans running for U.S. Senate there, setting up what's going to be a very interesting, a very hard-fought race between Scott Brown and a very popular Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator, the former Governor Jeanne Shaheen. It's going to be a race that may decide control of the U.S. Senate this fall. $50 million possibly going to be dumped into this race between now and November.
Wow, so we'll be following that race. And another one we just want to mention, a big upset here in Massachusetts. It's also making national news. This is Seth Moulton, the former Marine, the Iraq War vet, served many tours. And we should note, began his public career right here on Here and Now. He was then an aide to General David Petraeus, brought him to our program. And then Seth came on our program many times to talk about his war experience in Iraq. He faced off against a longtime sitting politician and won in an upset. Tell us about that.
A nine-term Democratic incumbent, John Tierney, who has been in trouble in his district for a couple of election cycles now. But Seth Moulton basically pulled off what was the surprise win in Massachusetts last night. Four tours in Iraq, as you pointed out, Harvard MBA. Last night, it was so interesting. He chose not to have his victory party at a big hotel outside Boston, but rather at a VFW hall. So as he was standing last night delivering his victory speech in this hall, there were pictures of veterans all behind him. And of course, veterans can be credited for at least partially handing him this big victory last night. They got behind him strongly.
Yeah, he campaigned on the notion that there should be more vets. If we're considering wars, there should be more veterans making that decision. But who does he face?
He faces a former Massachusetts state senator, Richard Tesei, in November. Tesei came within 1 point of beating John Tierney himself 2 years ago. So this should be a good race as well.
Bob Oakes, Morning Edition anchor and reporter at our home station here, WBUR. After a very long night covering the primaries here in this region, thanks so much for updating us, because these races are being watched nationally. So thanks for giving us a jump on them.
My pleasure.
And let's turn to Rhode Island now in another interesting primary. Gina Raimondo won the Democratic nomination for governor there, beating out two big-name candidates. Erica Nadowski is a reporter with the Associated Press. She's with us from Providence. Erica, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, who is Gina Raimondo for those of us who are outside of Rhode Island and haven't been watching a lot of ads and campaign speeches from her?
Well, Gina Raimondo is the general treasurer here in Rhode Island. She is serving her first term in that office. It's actually her first political office, so she's something of a newcomer. In her past life, she was the co-founder of a venture capital firm that used to be located here in Providence. And this was a big political run for her, for a newcomer to Rhode Island politics just within the last few years.
Now, Raimondo is known for spearheading pension reform in Rhode Island, something she has touted as a major accomplishment, but it's also something that really turned off labor unions. Could you tell us what she did exactly and why it angered so many people?
What she did was she said that the pension system was unsustainable, that it was eventually going to cripple the finances of the state. She was the architect of the pension overhaul. What it did was it raised retirement ages. It switched to a hybrid 401k style benefit plan and froze cost of living adjustments for those who receive benefits, and angered labor to the point that they would not and perhaps will not support her even going forward.
But clearly it didn't stop her from getting the nomination.
She touted her work on the pension overhaul on the campaign trail, holding it up as proof that this meant that she could tackle big, tough, difficult issues and get results, and that she was the only candidate in this race that had done so.
What does her race look like as she prepares for the general election? And we should say Rhode Island hasn't elected a Democrat to the governor's office since 1992.
The matchup features Republican mayor of Cranston, which is the third largest city here in Rhode Island. His name is Alan Fung. Both of them are running on a platform of turning around the struggling economy. Gina Raimondo wants to focus on bringing back a resurgence of manufacturing, in particular in Rhode Island. And Alan Fung has at the centerpiece of his campaign a $200 million tax cut. But both of them are running on the same platform. They just disagree on what will bring growth back here to Rhode Island.
A state, by the way, with the third highest unemployment rate in the country, 7.7%. Erica Nadowski, reporter with the Associated Press in Providence, Rhode Island. Thanks so much.